that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. Cheaper by the Dozen is the comedy on stage at Chico Theater Company. Set in the 1920s, it's about a family with 12 children. The parents try to run the household with utmost efficiency and logic, but it doesn't always work out that way. Today we visit Chico Theater Company to talk with the play's director and with members of the cast.
If I were a painter and could paint a memory.
On today's program, we also talk with artist Cynthia Sexton, whose watercolor paintings range from luminescent florals to geometric cityscapes. Her works are now on display at Chico's 9th Avenue Gallery. That's coming up over the next half hour, here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Mall with the North State Arts Calendar.
In Weaverville tonight, the summer 2017 Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival performs classical and contemporary works featuring strings, woodwinds, and piano. Your evening of music begins at 7 o'clock in the Trinity Alps Performing Arts Center. Tomorrow evening, the festival moves to Reading, where it starts at 7 in the Pilgrim Congregational Church. The festival's final California stop will be Eureka at the Morris Graves Museum of Art, where the music begins at 4. The Reading Civic Auditorium gets rockin' tonight when Joan Jett and the Blackhearts take the stage. Experience these Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees starting at 7:30. On Thursday, the Reading Civic Auditorium welcomes comedy legend Jerry Seinfeld. Your evening of laughs begins at 7 o'clock. Orland Arts Center hosts the 8th Annual Group Show. 32 North State artists show their works, pastels, watercolors, oils, acrylics, resin sculptures, and three-dimensional wood carvings. Hours at the center, 1 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Tonight, at Chico's Downtown Plaza, the Friday Night Concert presents the band Looking for 11, which covers classical rock hits, starting at 7 o'clock. The Blue Room Theater presents Frost Nixon, a play inspired by real events when British talk show host David Frost interviewed former President Richard Nixon. Final two performances of this historical drama happen tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. The Chico Art Center presents its latest exhibit, Shared Visions, Artist Collaborations Across Generations. Works in this show were combined efforts between artists young and not so young. Featured will be a short film created by Chico movie maker Josh Funk, along with his collaborator, his two-year-old son. That will be part of tonight's reception at the center, which starts just 2 hours from now at 5 o'clock. At the center tomorrow, from 10 to 2, the festivities continue with a free family art day featuring workshops and craft tables to inspire both children and their parents. In Yuba City, follow the yellow brick road to the acting company's production of The Wizard of Oz. This classic with heart, brain, and courage, and all your favorite songs, is on stage for two more performances only, tomorrow evening at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. The late Sam Shepard, one of America's greatest playwrights, described his writing process this way. When you write a play, you work like a musician on a piece of music. You find all the rhythms and the melodies and the harmonies and take them as they come.
I'm here at Chico Theater Company. Their current production is Cheaper by the Dozen. I have the director here, Anna Murray. Were you aware of this play before you were assigned to direct it?
No, not the old 1950s version that you see on stage. Just the Steve Martin one, which has absolutely nothing to do with this play whatsoever.
It's set in the 1920s.
Yeah, early 1920s. It is a play about a large family and mostly about the eldest daughter and her desire to grow up.
The father of the family, his business is efficiency.
Yeah, time management.
And he runs the family that way.
Making sure that every second counts in the household and making sure everything is done quickly, swiftly, and the best way possible.
Families here in the 21st century are a little bit different. They're not as large, for one thing. There aren't many families with 12 kids. And they're also not run in this disciplinary, cut-and-dried manner. How did you and your large cast get into this kind of household?
I had really, really good actors to start with. But I grew up in a very disciplined household, so making Dad be a little angrier or a little sterner or making the kids fall in line a little faster was easy.
How did you recreate that feeling of the 1920s? That's almost a century ago.
I would say the way that we created this was having a fabulous set designer. Brandy Bridgenell was an amazing designer and worked tirelessly to get it to look like this. To me, it feels like you really are in the home of the Gilbreths in the early 1920s.
And now I'm here with Eleanor Forbes, the actor who plays Mrs. Gilbreth, the mother of the family. What's it like being a mother on stage with such a large family?
If I could describe it as one word, it'd be wonderful. Getting to work with such a large cast and a wonderful group of kids, I wouldn't say kids because their minds are a lot older than kids, but it is absolutely amazing.
They're all so cute, I have to say. And you even have a dog on stage. By the time you got through all these rehearsals and get-togethers, did you feel like a family?
I would have to say yes. I got to know each one of the characters individually in their personal lives as well as the characters themselves. And there's a lot of unique personalities.
What's the age range of these kids that you have on stage here?
From 10 to 16.
You have this central father figure who runs the family, but you know the mother of the family is also her own person, and she has a degree in psychology. It seems to me that it was fairly unusual in the 1920s.
I would agree. Instead of being treated as property, Mrs. Gilbreth was treated as an equal. I love that about this play. In my heart, I feel that is what women should be treated like, as an equal. In the 1920s, women weren't called boss. They didn't go to college. They were not treated the way they are now. So we've come a long way since the 1920s as far as women's rights.
I know you have many audience members who may have been around in the earlier 20th century. Are they responding to this play? Have you talked to any of the older members of the audience? Do they feel a nostalgia for the type of presentation you're putting on stage?
The feedback that I've gotten has been really positive. Everybody says it's very sweet, very touching, and they love it.
There is kind of a sadness by the end of the play, although it's a very funny comedy. How did you balance serious sadness of what's ultimately happening with the father and the family with how wild and funny a lot of the play is.
It is a balancing act. You kind of have to get into a mindset of, okay, you know that something terrible is going to happen, yet there's this loving and tender family. So it has both a comedic touch and a drama to it. And I think that's what makes it a very wonderful play.
I'm here at Chico Theater Company. We're talking with the cast of Cheaper by the Dozen. I'm here with Alexis Eklund, who plays the oldest daughter in the family. Describe your character.
She's very much like me in that she's growing up and she's trying new things. She loves her family, but she's a little bit rebellious. She's trying to grow up and be herself, and at the same time, she has to obey the rules of her father and her mother.
How many siblings do you in real life have?
I just have one little brother.
So how did you get into the feeling in your mind and heart of being in this huge family?
Well, it wasn't hard because I know a lot of the people in the cast and they're my very close friends and they're very much like a family to me in real life. So it wasn't hard to pretend like they were my family because they really are like my second family.
You got to wear some nice 1920s dresses. Was it fun wearing the clothes from the 1920s?
It was. Everyone says that 20s isn't flattering on anyone, but I really liked wearing the clothes and I thought they were excellently done.
I'm talking with the cast of Cheaper by the Dozen, the comedy drama at Chico Theater Company. And now I'm talking with Justin McDavitt, the actor who plays the father of the family. The character is Frank Gilbreth. He has a lot of love for his family, but runs things in such a disciplinary manner. How does he balance this yen for spit-spot efficiency with his true love for his family?
Obviously, there's a lot where he could come off very disciplinarian and he wants things exact, efficient. But there's also little pieces where you can see he's joking around with the kids, where he's established a repertoire where they do that sort of thing in the household and they have fun joking around.
Justin, do you have kids?
I do. I actually have three. I have a son and two daughters.
So are things in your household run as efficiently as this household?
I would say absolutely not. Now, I could see the appeal to efficiency, and it's a wonderful thing, but too much of life gets in the way to be efficient.
After being at the center of this large and loving family on stage at Chico Theater Company, how would you compare what it's like to be in a family now as opposed to what it might be like to have been in a family in the 1920s?
Now, families are very fast-paced. Things are constantly going on. There's technology in the background that people like to spend a lot of time on. Back then, technology wasn't so prevalent in the households, and so you probably spent a lot more time just passing the day with each other, talking or sharing things like what happened at school, things of that nature.
Do you think the members of the family were closer with each other?
I'm not exactly sure if I would say the word is closer. I would say people probably had a lot more intimate knowledge of what everybody was doing.
So, Justin, describe what you like best about being in this play, Cheaper by the Dozen.
The best part for me is just being surrounded by an extremely talented cast, a great director, awesome set. It pops, it's wonderful, and just everything. It just worked magically for me when I step on stage.
We've been talking with the cast and the director of Cheaper by the Dozen, and it plays at Chico Theater Company through August 27th.
If I were a parent, would paint my reverie if that's the only way for you to be with me. We'd be there together just like we used to be, underneath the swirling skies for all to see. And I'm dreaming of a place where I could see your face, and I think my brush would take me there, but only if I were a painter and could paint a memory.
Let's join our visual art expert Dolores at one of Chico's galleries.
This is Dolores Mitchell, and today I'm speaking with Cynthia Sexton about her watercolors on display at 9th Avenue Gallery at 9th Avenue and the Esplanade. Cynthia, what's the range of watercolors people can see when they come here?
I paint florals. I grew up in Arizona and there weren't many flowers. When I moved to Chico, I was just overwhelmed with beautiful opportunities to paint, and I think watercolor medium is perfect to display the beauty of florals. Some of the other things that I've always wanted to paint and hadn't was urban painting. I did a painting of Chinatown in San Francisco. I currently have on the wall here in the gallery a scene of California Street in San Francisco, and I did a painting of an outdoor cafe in Italy. I had gone to Italy 2 years ago. I took photos there and decided to paint those. Keeping the outdoor urban theme, while I was in Santa Cruz, I took a photo of a group of six musicians, and each of the musicians looked like they're from a different country. And they just intrigued me so much, so I'm in the process of painting those now. It's here in the gallery, so when you come in, you can see my progress with that painting. I also have a painting of koi fish that is in process, and that's part of my class. I do have watercolor classes going on. I have a class on learning to draw. And then after that, I'm going to have a 5-week class on nature journaling. So I do offer, right here in the gallery, opportunities to learn how to do what I do.
Can you take us through the process of one of the paintings from the very first time that you touch the brush to the paper?
When we say paper, that's a little bit of a misnomer. It isn't wood pulp. It isn't paper like we write on. Watercolor paper is actually linen or rag created to appear like paper. It's very white. Part of the reason for that is when you paint in watercolor, you paint by painting layers of light color, one on top of the other, like stained glass. So the white shines through each of those layers and creates that vibrancy unique to watercolor. Now, the way I paint is very wet into wet, meaning I put down water on my paper, then put into that water pigment. I'm always telling my students, we let the water do the work. When you look at, let's say, a petal of a flower, you'll see nuances of color. It's not just pink. It isn't just red. And the way to convey that with watercolor, the way I do it, is to put water down, put down one color, let's say yellow, and then I dry it. And I use blow dryers. I have like 4 or 5 blow dryers here in the gallery. And once it's completely dry, then I'll put water on that again and put another color on top. So I could put a red on top of that yellow and I could get an orange. I try to build up my colors one at a time through that process. I'm really concerned with not pre-mixing everything. So I don't make an orange and then paint it on my painting. I try to create that orange through the blending of the red and the yellow in order to create the nuances of that color across the subject. only later, when you try to get into details, would I paint what is called wet into dry, meaning the brush is very wet, but the paper is not pre-wet, it's dry. It allows you as an artist to get those fine details that you can't get otherwise.
This is a fascinating experience for anyone interested in watercolor, and who would not be. Can you give us details on when you're open, and for those who aren't familiar with the gallery, just where you are?
9th Avenue Gallery is at East 9th Avenue and the Esplanade, right directly behind the Starbucks.
And when are you open?
At least Tuesday through Friday from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock, occasional Saturdays. You can come in, you can see not only my work, but I do have on the walls right now art by several other artists. And we love to have you. Even when classes are going on, I always encourage people to come in and see us at work, see what it's all about, and also see the work of many local artists.
Well, thank you so much.
I would paint my reverie if that's the only way for you to be with me. We'd be there together just like we used to be. Underneath the swirling skies for all to see. And I'm dreaming of a place where I could see your face. And I think my brush would take me there, but only if I were a painter and could paint a memory. Climb inside the swirling skies to be.
Stay tuned. In just a minute, we'll be giving you an audio preview of an acclaimed stage production that's in its final weekend of performances in Chico.
Swirling skies to be with you. I'd climb inside the skies to be with you.
At Chico's Blue Room Theater, the current production is Frost Nixon, and it only has two more performances tonight and tomorrow night. The play is a politically charged drama based on a real-life event when talk show host David Frost interviewed disgraced ex-president Richard Nixon. Here's a taste of that performance with actor David Davalos as Richard Nixon talking to his host, David Frost.
No matter how many awards or how many column inches are written about you, or how high the elected office is for me, it still isn't enough. Am I right? We still feel like the little man, the loser they told us we were 100 times. The snobs at college, the high-ups, the well-born, the people whose respect we really wanted, really craved. And isn't that why we work so hard now? Why we fight for every inch, scrambling our way up whatever hillock or mountain it is in undignified fashion? Why we never tire, why we find energy or motivation when any sensible person would lie down or relax? If we're honest for a minute, if we reflect privately for just a moment, if we allow ourselves a glimpse into that shadowy place we call our soul, isn't that why we're here now? The two of us, looking for a way back into the sun, into the limelight, back onto the winner's podium, because we could feel it slipping away. We were headed, both of us, for the dirt, the place the snobs always told us we'd end up, face in the dust, humiliated all the more for having tried so pitifully hard. Well, to hell with that! We're not going to let that happen, either of us. We're going to show those bums and make them choke on our continued success, our continued headlines, our continued awards, power and glory. We're going to make those motherfuckers choke! Am I right?
David Davalos as Richard M. Nixon in the play Frost Nixon. That performs two more times, tonight at 7:30 and tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Blue Room Theater in downtown Chico. Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this program at its regular broadcast time, you can hear it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in the North State. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.